Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Last week, I suffered a devastating back injury. I was lifting, doing very light weight, and it just felt like a snap in my mid-back. And sure enough, I was crippled for 24 hours till I was able to get to a chiropractor. And I'll tell you more about that in a second. But today, what you're going to talk about on the show with me is five keys to success. Several of them I learned from this devastating back injury. A word of warning so that you can be successful in the rest of 2020. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio and very imperfect person, okay? A lot of the success I've had in life has come from failure. A lot of the advice I give comes from experience of doing the wrong thing and then eventually learning how to do the right thing and making sure that you don't make the same mistakes that I did. So if you want a little bit more of a deep dive into some of my life advice, go and get my Wall Street Journal bestseller at beunstoppablebook.com. It is the book, it's called Unstoppable, How to Get Through Hell, Overcome Anxiety, and Dominate in Business and in Life. And we give that away, a little free plus shipping offer at beunstoppablebook.com. It will change your life. If anybody's going through any anxiety, you definitely need to get that one. Now back to my injury. Why did I have it? It was because I was trying to muscle through a moment. And as you know, I talked to a couple of chiropractors after and they said, listen, this is just the straw that broke the camel's back. They all use that phrase because again, it was lightweight that I was using. And you know, I was trying to muscle through many things, you know, bad posture, misalignment in my body, but also the way that I walk my dog. Okay. The way that I walk my dog is I muscle through. I am impatient. I haven't properly trained my dog. I'm stronger than my dog. I do try to train her. It's not like I've given up on training, but some days she just gets so frustrated and I pull her a little bit. And I knew that my right hamstring and my left low back, by the way that I was anchoring myself, was causing a lot of stress. Now, on the bright side of the injury, and there's a few bright sides, I've had to walk my dog in a different way and be more patient and use the proper training. So instead of fixing an underlying root cause to a problem, I tried to muscle through. And it's the same in your own life. I paid a heavy price, which I'll share in a moment, a bit more detail. But think about how that relates to your business or your relationships. Think about that. Like you're trying to muscle through by, you know, not having proper communication with your spouse or your partner. You're trying to muscle through, you're pushing things down, you're avoiding difficult conversations. You're trying to muscle through in your business because you don't think anybody else can do it as well as you can, so you do all the work. And, you know, the reality is you don't have a business if you're doing all the work. You have a job, and it might be a high-paying job. Trust me, I've had a high-paying job, made $600,000 one year doing all the work. I had a high-paying job. I told everybody I had a business. I didn't have a business. I had a high-paying job. Because if I didn't do the work, if I got injured, if I got sick, and nobody did the work, nobody made any money. Therefore, that is a job and not a business. So where are you muscling through in life? The heavy price that I paid from muscling through in life was I had that moment of injury, and I could not get out of bed in under 3 minutes. I had to like contort myself, get on my knees, and then brace myself against a wall. And gosh, is it ever humbling when you can't put on your own socks or even open a door? I couldn't pull a door towards me. I could lean into a door. You know, fortunately, I'm blessed with incredible clients like Dr. Dan Sullivan, who's a chiropractor in the United States, Dr. John Tate, who's a chiropractor in Tucson, Arizona. They gave me some great suggestions on dealing with the pain and inflammation. And Dan also introduced me to a local chiropractor who immediately opened up his schedule to see me because of Dan's recommendation. On Sunday, I had a 12 out of 10 pain. By Monday, it was down to an 11 out of 10. And if you've ever seen some of my social media posts, you know that I have an 11 out of 10 shirt. And I'll tell you what that means in a second, but I did wear that 11 out of 10 shirt to the chiropractor. And it got down to about a 3 out of 10, but then I don't know what I did. Today it's back up to a 4 out of 10. And I'm going to go see the chiropractor for my third visit, and it made a massive difference when I went to see him. So the 11 out of 10, you know, somebody asked me today, what the heck does that mean, Craig? 11 out of 10. And I call it grateful persistence. Grateful persistence. Now, what that means is that there are going to be days in our lives when things are going to go wrong, and you must be gratefully persisting through it all, through it all. If you overreact and you have one bad thing go wrong and it's a 1 out of 10, well, how are you really going to react when you have a really, really bad day? You have to have grateful persistence. So if something comes up and goes wrong, it's not a 1 out of 10. You're still an 11 out of 10. You're above the ground and you're breathing and you've got a chance to begin again. 11 out of 10 because you have a chance to begin again. And that is the way that I look at life now, because a lot of my clients, they say to me in their weekly updates, oh man, it's a 15 out of 10 this week. And I have a bunch of clients who are like that. And I'm like, you know what? I need to change my 7 out of 10 mindset to an 11 out of 10. That's my new baseline. Every single day, I'm an 11 out of 10, even when I have the pain. Now, there are two big business lessons that I got from my pain, and I'm going to deliver them through a few questions for you. So the big business lesson number one is you can't muscle through everything. You can't do it all. People often think that the answer to slow sales is to work in the business twice as much, or the fastest way to deal with an underperforming team member is to do the work for them. Or to keep a relationship calm, the best thing to do is suppress the problems. Or the best way to lose weight is to restrict all the foods and starve yourself. No, you're trying to muscle through it and you're going to explode. It's always going to blow up in your face. There's a million muscle through examples that I could give you, and we're all going through one of them. So question number one, what are you trying to muscle through in business and in life? How long is it going to be before something snaps? And what will that damage be if you let it get to that point? Now, if you're not willing to get to the point, then understand that the second big lesson is one that I learned from immediately going and emailing my connections. As soon as I had the pain, I immediately sent the email out. And I said, because I was asking myself question number four, which is what can you do to fix the problem at its root right now? And who can help or who can give a referral to help? Because there's somebody you know who can help you out. And that goes to one of the phrases that I've often said ever since I was doing weight loss. I mean, I've been saying this for over 10 years. Success is simple once you accept how hard it is. Success is simple once you accept how hard it is. Climbing Mount Everest is simple. You have to do a lot of preparation. You have to follow the plan. But the path has been laid out. You don't have to go and try and figure out how to get up there. No, it's been shown the way. And so whether you're Wim Hof and doing it in shorts or whether you're somebody who's, you know, going to take it and do it in a different way, you simply do the planning. Now, it's hard as heck, but it's simple. Same with running a marathon. Hard as heck, but all you do is run. It's simple, but it's hard. And so the brutally hard but shockingly simple steps to fixing your issues go like this. Set aside your ego. Ask an expert for help. Do the hard work the expert says to do. Stick to the plan. Don't reinvent the wheel or think you're so smart you're going to find a shortcut. And when you struggle, return to the top of this list by setting your ego aside and asking for help, doing the hard work. That's it. Whether you're climbing Everest, fixing a back injury, or building a business, success is simple once you accept how hard it is. That doesn't change. That doesn't change. Just like the only, you know, one of the things that remains the same is that there will be change in your business. Okay. So the principle that success is simple is true, but you also have to affect that change is going to be a constant in your business. And I mean, in this year, we have never seen more change than this year. Okay. Shutting down a business and then allowing it to open up to 50% capacity and expecting small business owners to make that work, that is brutally hard. And so what got you here to the level of success that you had in February of 2020 is not going to get you to success in 2021. Or if you've built a $1 million business, it's not going to get you to $10 million, okay? What got you here won't get you there. And I borrowed that line from Marshall Goldsmith, a very great executive coach. What got you here won't get you there. If you're stalled at six figures, the same activities that got you here will not get you to seven figures. The same people on your team that got you $1 million will not get you to $10 million. The same advisors got Bezos to a billion are not the ones getting him to a trillion. Okay? There are different people, but it's just going to be a fact of life and a fact of business. So if what you're doing is not working now and you want to get coaching from me, go to craigvalentine.com or send me a message on Instagram at realcraigvalentine. We have five different levels of coaching, everything from $97 a month up to $3,000 a month, depending on what level of access you want to our team. But you can join our weekly Zoom calls. There's three of them per week for $97. And if you're on all 12, you're going to get coaching from our experts, like live coaching from our experts. That's 12 calls a month for $97. It can help you grow to the next level. Now, I'm not perfect. I'm making mistakes. I'm learning. I'm trying new things. And I've never, you know, done such a deep dive into improving my leadership as I have this year because I've had to up my communication. I'm on the phone more with my team. I do more meetings than ever, but our business is growing and we're more profitable during these times. And I'm bringing on new team members. You know, I had something that was not working in one aspect of my business, and I brought on a new Facebook group leader, a guy named Zach Lohner. He's awesome. And we're going to be putting more time into that. We were doing more live virtual events. We did a copywriting seminar this week for our clients. Really fascinating, really powerful. It was so awesome. In 3 hours, we covered everything to make somebody into a decent copywriter. And if you want that, send me a message on Instagram at RealCraigValentine or email support at earlytorise.com. It's part of our coaching program. And we did masterminds for gym owners and online coaches, and we're doing a 90-day planning one coming up soon. And we're doing these things, far more virtual events, because it had to change in order for the business to grow. And in order for the business to grow, we had to do hard things, but success is simple once you accept how hard it is. So here are five keys to business success in 2020 that I wanted to share with you. I shared with all my clients. Number one is that resilience and persistence are required to make things work. Resilience and persistence. The very first time you run a Facebook ad, it's not going to work. We talk to our Facebook ad coaches. They say, yeah, we take about 90 days to get a funnel working. It took us 120 days to get our morning routine and our Instagram funnels working on Facebook. But now we're spending $300 or $400 a day and making $500, $600, $700, sometimes $1,100 in a day, depending on whether people take our deluxe options. We could have quit after 6 weeks, but we were like so close to gold. And so resilience and persistence are required to make things work. And if you're interested in learning more about how our funnels break down, I can do a podcast about that. I'm willing to share everything with you. The second thing you need as a key to business success in 2020 is a commitment to your vision. You will be tempted to quit because things are hard. But if your vision is to climb Everest, when you get to base camp and you go, wow, I'm only at base camp. Oh, I can't breathe here. If you were going to quit because of those painful things, you would be giving up on your vision. But your vision must be strong enough to get you through those tough times. You must also have a growth mindset. That's number three, a growth mindset. There's a lot of strange things happening in this world that, you know, some of them are outside of my control. A lot of them are natural, you know, like the virus. And then there are a lot of social things, like, you know, people chanting, eat the rich. Like, that's a mindset going around these days. And I need to be prepared for that stuff. But I can't let it suck me into negativity and anger. Instead, I must grow and force myself to become a better leader and communicator and persuader to get people on my side so that I'm building a team around me that will support me through these troubled times. Very interesting world out there. But you can't get caught up in the world. You have to be working on your own world to manage the outside world. Number four is constant innovation. We are coming up with new ads every single day to improve our Facebook success. We're coming up with new offers. Oh, this one didn't work at 97. Well, let's try a different version at 47, or let's add more value and increase the price to 197. let's hack away at this. And, you know, instead of $9.97 coaching, you know, people that are just getting started, we'll give them a $97 offer where it's only, you know, 1/20th of the program, whatever, you know, because the higher people are going to pay, they're going to get more value. So, but at 97, we can get tremendous value and get people started. And number five is recruiting and retaining great talent. Talent was on sale for a while. That may be over. But I just had a client who got a senior accountant onto his team. He's an accountant. He has a team of accountants. He got a senior accountant on his team who is willing to take a 35% pay cut to work at home. You know, on his other job where he's making more money, he had to go back to the office, but he didn't want to. He didn't want the commute. He didn't want the risk of getting sick. He didn't want all the new rules and regulations. He wanted to be home with his family. And he's willing to take a 35% pay cut, now fewer miles on the road, less stress. And he's on part of a team that will allow him to probably get a raise pretty soon. So there's a lot of things going on in the world, and you have to have those five keys to business success: resilience and persistence to make things work, commitment to your vision, a growth mindset, constant innovation, and recruiting and retaining great talent. And when you do those things, you may not double your business, but you may get it back on track. You may grow by 10 to 20%, or like some of my clients, like my client there that I was just talking about, the accountant, he had a 75% increase in business compared to last month. Almost doubled in a month. In a month, he almost doubled. And he does less work in the business now. He loves his business because I've helped him work on the business. Now listen, we're all going to run up against obstacles in the way. You know, you might not have a business growing like that. Men and women around the world are planning, and COVID is laughing at us. We don't know what's coming next. The government's making all these restrictions because their job in their mind is to get reelected. That's really what they care about the most, because at the heart of it, everybody cares about themselves. Number one, we all do things in our own best self-interest. As an entrepreneur, my self-interest is to get my business growing in a way that helps other people. The politician, though, their job is to get reelected. And in order to get reelected, they need to get the most votes. In order to get the most votes, they need to do things that they think will get them the most votes. That does not include supporting the entrepreneur. In fact, often what gets them reelected is in complete contradiction to the best interests of an entrepreneur. The government will not act in your best interest as an entrepreneur. They simply won't. So you have to be mentally prepared for that. I've had to cancel a lot of live masterminds. I had a speaking gig in Mexico. I had a mastermind in California. I couldn't go to the speaking gig in Mexico because it would require a 2-week isolation here and when I returned home. But I had to go and do some traveling during that time. So I had to cancel the gig. Okay, so now there's a bunch of entrepreneurs who will not benefit from the wisdom I could have given them. Then not enough people were willing to come to my event, so I had to cancel. The hotel is out a whole bunch of money. All of those employees will suffer because a meeting has been taken away. And it's unlikely anyone would have gotten sick in the travel. And so I'm down to one event in California in October with my friend Pedro Skoulian. And we have one day is sold out, and we have 2 days of our Empire Mastermind. Now, if you're interested in attending a workshop, email me at craig@godfather.com, or, you know, go to Instagram and hit me up on a message at Real Craig Ballantyne. I'm looking at doing things, and people are willing to travel to Vancouver. Obviously, you'd have to be from Canada in order to do that, but I am willing to do that. I don't think there'll be any Canadian events for international visitors until 2021. But I'm still doing my October 15th and 16th mastermind virtually. I'm going to have Ian Stanley, who's going to go through his 7-figure copywriting and funnels. I'm going to go through all of what's working in my business for maximum profits and break it down, all of the funnels. And Xander Fryer is going to be there about breaking down his soon-to-be 8-figure coaching business, the lead generation system. The kid is amazing. He is the next Tony Robbins. So proud of him. And so I've just had a lot of clients who, despite all of the COVID stuff are not only surviving, but thriving. We had one client had a $30,000 sales day last week by implementing my social selling system more consistently. I had another client who had a record-breaking five-figure month with an increase of over 55% in new business, mostly because I'm referring him clients. He's a Facebook ad specialist. His name is Nicholas Corvessis. I had another client, Adam Pearson, the fast-growing accountant firm. He said, we were 75% over our best sales month ever this month, and we're on track with your guidance, Craig. We're going to hit 5 million in 2021. I had another client from the UK who gets virtual coaching from me. He runs a gym and an online training for personal trainers. He was able to buy a new car and a new home this year. Things are great. There's no longer scarcity in his mindset. Thanks to my mindset coaching, there's only abundance. Now, I want to give you a little bit more practical advice before we finish off with mindset training. I had a client say, how far in advance should I go with my planning in order to be successful, Craig? Is planning out 2 weeks in advance too much? Well, I said, heck no. In fact, I'm planned out almost to the end of October, and it is the end of August right now. And that's because thanks to the Perfect Week Formula, which is one of my books. If you don't have it, go get it at perfectweekformula.com. Amazon gave us such a hard time. We finally just got the audiobook up on Amazon and Audible. So audiobook is now available. But in the Perfect Week Formula, it shows you how to build out a weekly template. And I have a general template that I can just fill in. In the morning, it's writing. In the afternoon, it's calls. In the morning, it's just writing. Then I do my workout. Then we do calls in the afternoon. Specifically, I have a 3:57 a.m. wake up. At 4:30, I start writing copy. At 6 o'clock, I have breakfast and prepare for meetings. At 7 o'clock, I have my first meeting. Now, that's because I live in Vancouver on the West Coast, and most of my team is on the East Coast, and we have to have our ads up on Facebook by noon Eastern. So we have our meeting at 10 a.m. Eastern, which is 7 o'clock my time. After that, I go to the dog park for an hour, and I work from 9 until noon. Then I do a workout. Then I have lunch. And then I do calls. And then done for the day around 4:30 or 5. Early dinner. One episode of Modern Family. A little fun with my girlfriend and Daisy. And then we do a dog walk. Take Daisy out to this big park right beside us. And so I know that every single workday is going to look like that. Pretty much. Every single workday. I'm not traveling. So it's just going to look like that. Now, on Monday, my meetings, my calls are all with my team. And on Friday, I don't have any calls because I dedicate that day to thinking and growing my business. And then we get the inevitable question, whoa, what do you eat at breakfast, lunch, and dinner? I got to know. So I eat at 6 a.m. and I have coffee, 2 protein bars. I love this Hornby organic one, and I eat 1 Quest bar and then a bunch of walnuts. So it's about 700, 800, maybe even 1,000 calories. And then in the morning, I have either tea or some of this thing called Hydrator. There's this company called Trulene, which is Bedros Koulian's company. And they have these drink crystals you put in water. I don't know what's in it. It's like some stevia and some flavor and some nutrients and stuff like that. No calories, but, you know, micronutrients. No caffeine. And then I eat at 12 o'clock. I have a big green smoothie and a peanut butter sandwich. Sorry, 1 o'clock after I work out. Peanut butter sandwich, that's it, and gluten-free bread, just, you know, all natural peanut butter, crunchy, of course, not smooth. I don't know who eats smooth peanut butter. Come on. And then I have this big green smoothie. I use Vega protein. It's vegan. I mean, not that I really care that much, but vanilla protein powder, greens powder, spinach, frozen banana, because I really like my smoothies really cold. 3 ice cubes, not 4, 3, about 500 milliliters of water. No, I think it's about 350 milliliters of water. So it's fairly thick. And that keeps me going till about 5:30. I might have a protein bar in the afternoon, like a different brand, like a Vega protein bar or some granola bar that's, you know, gluten-free. And then around 5:30 or 6, we eat the big dinner of whatever I want, which is about 800 to 1,000 calories. We get a meal prep service. There's a cool one here that does paleo and keto stuff called Two Guys with Knives here in Vancouver. And we just got the shipment in this morning. They have you know, chicken fingers and coconut flour and that sort of stuff and gluten-free pasta and, you know, steak and yam mash and Brussels sprouts, you know, very simple stuff. And that's what we eat. And once a week, I get this Pad Gro Pao Thai food, which is insane. It's like ground pork and spices, fried egg, and white rice. Oh my gosh. And then we might get a poke bowl some other night. That's it. You know, it's good life. Real good life. Haven't had a pizza in a while, but, you know, might do that once my back is healed and I'm able to start training well again. I'm going to hire a new personal trainer who is going to be referred to me by my chiropractor to help me train better than ever. Still with the basics, but making sure that I take care of the things that I don't want to do, right? The success is simple. We just avoid the simple things because it's, you know, I'd rather take the things that I enjoy, but you got to do the hard things. And success is simple when you do those hard things. Now, how do you do the hard things? You build an operator mindset. And people said, what the heck is an operator mindset? Is that like where you become an ER physician? No. I first began speaking about the operator mindset in 2018 at my Perfect Life retreat when I was still doing live events. And it means this: when you are an operator, you stay committed to completing your mission no matter what life throws in your way. And even though I'm not a huge fan of reading Navy SEAL books, I stole that one from Navy SEALs. Bedros talks about him a lot because he's read every Navy SEAL book. He loves it. He surrounds himself with Navy SEALs. And it's basically like this. You're a Navy SEAL and you're on Team of Six and you're put into, you know, the desert or Afghanistan or the jungle or wherever you're going. Here's the mission. And the mission is the most important thing. And so if, you know, SEAL guy one gets blown up, you don't sit there and cry. You got to keep going. If another guy gets hurt and he can't keep up, he's got to fend for himself and you keep going. And if one of the helicopters crashes, you keep going. If you're in helicopter number two that didn't crash, that's how the whole Osama bin Laden thing. And you just keep going. And if you get shot and you can still move, you don't sit there. You keep on going because that's the mission. That's the operator mindset. We're here to operate a mission till completion. And so the day after I had my injury, I had 9 hours of calls, crippling back pain, 9 hours of calls, team meetings, and even a training session with my clients. And I did all of it, including a trip to the chiropractor. So you see, when you make a promise, when you commit to a mission, you keep that promise if you're an operator. And that's how you build self-confidence. And that's how you build success. It's simple. Make a promise, keep a promise. Make a promise, keep a promise. Making promises and keeping promises can be brutally hard. But it's simple. You make a promise and you keep a promise. That is simple. And when you do that, when you have that operator mindset, you will have success in life. It may be brutally painful sometimes. It won't come easy, but success is simple once you accept how hard it is. Now, how do you build an operator mindset? The same way that I did. Number one, create a vision for your life. You must have a vision because your values and vision drive every decision. Number two, you surround yourself with better people. If I didn't hang around Bedros, I might never have got my operator mindset in place. And I would have canceled and cried and laid in bed. No, but I knew from research that getting up and walking around is best for your back pain, not sitting there, lying in bed and canceling your life. So if you are the weakest, dumbest, and least successful person in the room, you are in the right room because it means you're with smarter, stronger, and more successful people. And that does one of two things to people. It makes weak people give up because their ego gets in the way, but it makes strong people stronger when you are in a room with better people. So you must relentlessly seek out people that make you play up a level in life. You know, it's difficult these days, but it's not impossible. Virtual masterminds are key. Participating in virtual events, it exposes you to more great people. And you have to connect with as many people as possible. And when you grow your network, you're going to find 2 to 3 key women or men that push you harder than everyone else. That's how I found Bedros Koulian and Joel Marion, who lifted me up to the next level. But you have to meet a lot of people along the way in order to find your tribe. Quickly discard those that hold you back and, you know, test and challenge the people that you keep to see if they're going to test and challenge you. Number three, push yourself. Other people can help a lot, but at the end of the day, your success is your personal responsibility. No one cares about your business as much as you. No one. You must also challenge yourself in a lot of ways, like I do with my monthly fast. We're coming up on one. I don't eat for at least 24 hours, usually 30, sometimes 36 hours, you know, from 7 or 8 p.m. the night before until 7 or 8 a.m. 36 hours later. I also get up at 3:57 a.m. 7 days a week. And I'm also in a drive to improve my health, improve my back. I'm not settling because I'm 45 years old. I'm not going to say, oh, I'm never going to exercise again. No way. And I've just shown you my secret weapon by telling you I'm going to get better and never settle. My secret weapon to succeeding in life is recruiting public accountability like you. I know I'm not even paying you, but you're the reason why I'm successful. Because I tell you I'm going to be successful. I tell you what I'm going to do. Tell you I'm going to get up at 3:57 a.m. I tell you I'm going to do that fast, even though it's difficult. Tell the world what you're going to show them. Sometimes you've got to do that. Now, sometimes I agree, you know, show the world what you're going to do, then tell them. But sometimes you got to tell the world, especially if you're struggling to get something done, you got to tell the world you're going to do it. And then because you don't want to feel like a hypocrite, you're going to go and do it. So my friend Xander Fryer, he once came to me and said, I want to, you know, find the girl of my dreams. 6 months later, he had done nothing. I called him out on it. And so he got public accountability. He said, Craig, what should I do? I said, tell your Facebook group of 2,000 people. And he did. People offered help and he succeeded. He got public accountability. When I told the world I was going to quit cursing, I used commitment and congruence to become a better version of myself and shed a bad habit. When people in my old Turbulence Training Transformation Contest posted their before photo on day one on the internet, they harnessed the power of public accountability to change their lives. They didn't want to feel like a hypocrite. They wanted to follow through on their commitment. It makes it real and tangible. So just imagine what it can do for you when you get public accountability to becoming an operator, to implementing your vision, your resilience, your persistence, your innovation, your recruiting and retaining of talent. Success is simple once you accept how brutally hard it will be. It will require you to change, to become a better person. It will require you to gain skills. It will require you to do work. That's what success requires. Like, this is not rocket surgery here. Success is simple once you accept how brutally hard it will be. But with public accountability and me on your side, we'll make the path as smooth as possible. So, my friend, I'm going to leave you there with all of that greatness for you to go out and dominate in business and in life. Yes, even in COVID times, even in the rest of 2020, even in the rest of the 2020s that we're going to be living in, these can be roaring 20s for you if you are willing to do the work. I'm Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio. If you don't have my books, go to beunstoppablebook.com and get the one that will help you build a 90-day plan for yourself. And then go to perfectweekformula.com. If you need to take control of your time. And if you want to get coaching, go to craigvalentine.com or hit me up on Instagram at realcraigvalentine. And then head over to iTunes, give us a 5-star ranking and review. Can't wait to hear from you. Let me know what you thought of the show on Instagram or by email at support@earlytorise.com. I want to know what you want to see on the next show. Our next one is actually going to be a client interview with a guy who has an operator mindset, who is building a multi-million dollar business in France of all places. He has a couple of kids. He has big dreams. He has all the obstacles in the way that you do. And he's going to show you how he's getting through them too. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Another episode of Early to Rise Radio. Love you. Thank you. And can't wait to hear about your success. Hit me up on Instagram at Real Craig Ballantyne and have an amazing day.